To the Square Peg Show for the second week of March 2014. I'm Mike.
I'm Jesse.
And now we're going to move on to some movie and TV news. Preparing for this show, I kind of went through some of the news of 2014 and kind of trying to catch up on a few things. One thing I noticed is that the most pirated TV shows, the top three for 2013 were Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, and The Walking Dead.
So those are the best damn three shows on television right now.
Well, I think that Game of Thrones, like, if you don't have HBO, and I think HBO Go doesn't really offer, like, I would pay probably $14 a month to get HBO, but you're supposed to be part of the cable package.
Yeah.
I can't stand cable companies. I'm not going to pay an outrageous cable fee per month. So, you know, if you don't want to wait for not that I'm, like, you know, advocating for illegal downloads or anything, but... you know, I can see why people be chomping at the bit to see the next Game of Thrones episode.
Absolutely. And I actually saw an article about HBO responding to that as the highest pirated show, and they were just like, eh, that's all right.
Yeah, they kind of encouraged it. But I love Game of Thrones. The new trailer is out. It looks very exciting. We won't go into what is in the trailer except to say, you know, all the cast and crew keep talking about this is the best season yet. If you remember the end of season three, it had one of the most talked about scenes of anything, movies or TV, with The Red Wedding.
Yep.
So we're really excited about that. Breaking Bad is not quite over because they're going to be doing Better Call Saul pretty soon.
What?
Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Saul Goodman, played by Bob Odenkirk, will be starring in a Breaking Bad spinoff for AMC.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah, and Jonathan Banks, that played Mike, is going to be one of the regulars as well.
Cool.
It'll be a prequel set concurrently and a sequel of sorts to Breaking Bad because it'll start with Saul Goodman's early life and then kind of go on to when he was Walter White was his client and then possibly go past where we last saw him in Breaking Bad.
Awesome.
Any thoughts about Breaking Bad in general or like this new spinoff?
No, I absolutely love that show. It kept me hooked for the whole thing. Holy good God, they have some skilled people behind them, some good writers, some good directors, awesome all the way around, man. Holy crap.
I agree. Breaking Bad, it seemed like they had the best of everything, the best cast, the best directors for TV. Like this, it just looks so cinematic. I love that show. I'm glad it's going to come back in some capacity with the spinoff.
And Brian
Cranston.
Brian Cranston is actually going to be in the new Godzilla movie. I just saw that the other day.
I saw the trailer come out recently. Now we're recording for the second week of March, but in late February it just came out, and I haven't watched it yet. What's your opinion on that?
On the
Godzilla.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay, man. I'm glad Brian. It seems like Brian Cranston, Aaron Paul is being considered for the new Dark Tower movie series.
Really,
playing the drug addicted low level criminal, which you know, I don't know how he could pull that out, but because Roland was the star, and apparently I only got to the third book of the Dark Tower series, but
yeah.
And then The Walking Dead was the third show we had just mentioned. I am very curious about The Walking Dead because I don't think it's any good.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I think that if you put zombies into a shitty show, that people will watch it. But how many normal characters can you name right now? Are we really interested in what happens to the humans?
How many normal characters can I name?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, we got, like, T-Dog and new T-Dog and Rick and Carl and Shane and Daryl. Oh, my God. Daryl and Carol and...
Daryl. All right, well...
Dude, no. Mike, you haven't even watched enough of it.
I watched the first six episodes. I thought the pilot itself was really good, directed by, I think his name is Frank Darabont, the guy that did Shawshank Redemption. Mm-hmm. That was really cool. But I didn't care about the characters enough, and I love zombies. I love zombie stories, but it wasn't enough to get me into it.
Man, I'm telling you right now, you're missing it. Because the this season specifically, we're actually in the second half of this season, the second eight. And the first eight started so strong, and it got a little flimsy toward the end of that eight, but now it's started back up again and it's super strong again, and man, you don't know what you're missing. You gotta come on over to this side, buddy.
All right, so let's move on to some more movie news.
Like Godzilla.
Like Godzilla. Well, in sad news, the great Harold Ramis passed away recently. What were some of your favorite movies that he did?
Dude, you know what? This is the thing about Harold Ramis, and I don't think as many people realized all the things that he had done until this happened. And it's movies that everyone knew about. And he was either a writer or a director or both on Caddyshack, on Animal House, on Back to School, on Analyze This and That, which weren't great, but, you know, it's I know of them. Ghostbusters, obviously. There's so many movies that he had his hands all in that I don't even think most people even realized. And absolutely awesome. With him and Dan Aykroyd together at any point, they just spun gold.
Ghostbusters 3. What do you think?
As far as I'm concerned...
That's been in pre-production, allegedly, for a good, 10 years or something.
As far as I'm concerned, the Ghostbusters video game that came out was Ghostbusters 3, and they should not put anything else on film, because...
You obviously won't have Harold Ramis.
Obviously not.
Bill Murray has said he'll never do it.
Good. But, you know, it doesn't matter whether they were in it or not. What would happen is, here's the new batch of young whippersnapper kids to go off and catch ghosts while the old guys sit around and tell them what they're doing wrong. But then, at the end, they all get together and fight the bad guy. Bullshit. That's all it is. Never should happen, ever. Leave it the way it is.
Some things don't need reinvention.
Negative.
Or to come back. Just because it existed and was popular at one point in time.
Like Indiana Jones or Rambo or...
Exactly. Ghostbusters 1 and Ghostbusters 2, people have a lot of fond memories of those movies and of other Harold Ramis movies.
Yes.
Just don't bring it back, you know?
Absolutely not. Just let it be the way it is. It's just fine. There's no reason to mess with this.
I think Ramis had a cool kind of... He was often the straight man, but he had like a deadpan delivery.
He did.
That was so cool.
One of the coolest lines was... when he was in Ghostbusters, he was talking about the giant Twinkie or whatever. And to put that down on paper, and it's just kind of funny because they're talking about a giant Twinkie. But whenever they deliver that whole scene, it is absolutely genius. I don't know. I can't even talk enough about Harold Ramis. He did a lot for comedy in general, for any of the comic writers that are out there. I'm sure they looked up to him, and I can totally see why.
Right. When the internet was sharing a bunch of articles about him... one thing that came along was Harold Ramis talking about Groundhog Day,
mm-hmm.
and how so many people would look at Groundhog Day, particularly people of different religions, because Buddhists, Jews, Christians, and they would see something, some kind of symbolism or metaphor in Groundhog Day.
Really?
Because if you think about it, the guy has to try to do right in order to get out of this...
time loop.
Yeah. And even if it isn't religious, and you just look at it as self-improvement or something, for a Bill Murray comedy that was pretty silly. There's a lot of depth to that movie.
There really is, man. And it's one of those movies that I could seriously watch all the time.
Yeah, I'm due for rewatching. I think a good 4 or 5 Harold Ramis movies. That's
we should definitely do a marathon.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. We talked a little bit about TV and about Harold Ramis. Some of the other big headlines. Anything that caught your eye lately in the movie industry or TV industry?
Aside from Godzilla, actually one of the movies I wanted to talk about that has already come out since we weren't doing the show, but they're talking about a sequel was Pacific Rim. Did you ever see Pacific Rim?
Pacific Rim. Yeah. You've mentioned it probably 15,000 times.
Yes.
I'm excited to see it. For some reason, I haven't yet. The director was Guillermo del Toro.
Del Toro.
Who is excellent.
Yeah.
And it looked like a very cool movie.
It is, and it's not deep by any means, but, I mean, it's right here where... Sons of Anarchy is really big. There's a couple actors from there, of course. The main guy, Jax. Oh God, I can't.
And they're going to do a sequel to it.
Yeah, and they're talking about doing a sequel, but it's really just giant robots fighting giant monsters, and I don't see where you can really go wrong with that. Bring on the sequel for that one. I'm all about it. It's mindless fun.
This next bit of news kind of dates back because we talked about it in an earlier season of this podcast. Avatar sequels.
Ugh.
That's my reaction, but check this out. You know, they got the original Zoe Saldana, and I believe his name is Sam Worthington, back to do it, and James Cameron's all on board and stuff. But what I was shocked to hear is that they're going to simultaneously film 3 sequels.
Really?
And release them yearly, kind of Hobbit style, Lord of the Rings style. Avatar was good for a standalone movie, but do you really think there's enough material in that world?
Is there enough unobtainium on that planet for us to give a shit, is what you're asking.
Unobtainium.
Unobtainium.
That was classic, though.
That was real. Like, that really happened.
We have our thing. We got to call it something.
Maybe it'll be hard to get. Like, it's unobtainable.
It circles from bad to good, like, as a concept. I love that. But Avatar, I mean, we talked about spectacle in the last podcast. You can't get a better spectacle movie. No. I mean, there aren't very many Avatar haters. Most people actually liked it.
Yeah, I mean, it was gorgeous. It was just when you get to the end of it, and most of the people were like, oh, they got to whip some kind of ecological message on me, and then they feel raped or something. But whatever, shut up. It's a movie, for God's sake.
Yeah, there is always a backlash to anything slightly environmental.
Even a little bit.
Okay, we wanted to talk about the nature of fandom a little bit. We have a few minutes left in this podcast. There have been a number, if you flip through Netflix, which is what I've been doing lately, as a funny aside, like I've become like a very picky movie viewer because of Netflix.
Yep.
I have actually turned off a movie because of I didn't like the quote at the beginning enough, which is very unfair to the movie, but yes. You know. But anyway, for fandom's sake, there are a bunch of movies out. You said there is one about Firefly fans.
It's called Done the Impossible.
Uh-huh.
It gets a little heavy-handed here and there, but for the most part, I mean, I love Firefly. I'll call myself a brown coat all day. Go and check that out if you ever like that show at all, because it really shows how the fans got the movie Serenity made, even though, I mean, it was just going to be canned, but it was the fans that really pulled together and made that happen.
There are like no less than three Trekkie movies, or Trekker, as they prefer to be called. And I'm sure there's some for Star Wars,
there
too.
There are Star Wars ones, yep.
And what I was struck by was that there's one called Bronies. I forget the title, the subtitle, the Unexplainable Journey of... But the bottom line is, this is like a little subset of crazy fandom to me. And I apologize to any Bronies listening. But you're obsessed about what is... a very good show, but it's for young girls.
Very, very young girls, yes.
And, you know, I watch it with my daughter. It's quality. But when you see the actual people who are all young men at this convention with the guy that played Q from Star Trek, because he's one of the voices on that. He was also in Breaking Bad. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah. John DeLancey.
Thank you. And, you know, the voice of Twilight Sparkle. it's kind of like a train wreck, but fascinating. But I was sorry I watched it. Like,
would you recommend it for anyone else to see that ever?
As some kind of, like, in a psychology class or something?
Yeah.
Check out Bronies if you really want to see, because I don't know, like, I think there's
something... It's obsessive, I would say.
It's obsessive, and it's strange.
Yeah.
You can't really get around the fact that there's something about a kids show for girls that...
My Little Pony for dudes.
Yeah, and I think it's a combination of gay and straight people. I don't really get it, but hey, they like it, and this is kind of the broader topic that I want to talk about real quick.
Mm.
Fandom, it's like, even if it's a very strange obsession of theirs, it's kind of like they're one of our people.
Right.
Like, you know, the cosplayers, the Trekkies.
The real nerds, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of these people, they show up to their job, they do their thing, and then they're done, and then they go out and they...
And they go put on their pink Magic Sparkle t-shirt and parade that sumbitch downtown.
So I'm strangely, like, defensive of these super crazy fans.
Yeah. No, I totally see what you're saying. It's, I mean, it, you... Someone's got to love these fucking people, and shit, yeah, why not be the people who, or why not, why won't it be the people who everyone else makes fun of?
They're square pegs.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
All right. So, next week, we will be talking about the crazy number of superhero movies and TV shows in the pipeline.
Definitely listening for that one.
Yep. All right. So, Jesse has a few more words to say about where you can find us, and have a great day.
Hey guys, just a quick reminder that if any of you would like to be on the show, suggest topics for the show, or just have questions or comments, please let us know at squarepegshow@gmail.com or on our website, squarepegshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to us on iTunes. So until next time, guys, be square.